Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. This week, I want to share some findings from the recently released LinkedIn 2020 Workplace Learning Report, titled L&D in a New Decade, Taking the Strategic Long View. The LinkedIn Workplace Learning Report is a really comprehensive and detailed look at the learning and development landscape in corporate America. One of the more interesting parts of the report that I'd like to talk about today is how LinkedIn identifies what they consider to be the most in-demand skills for workforces in 2020. LinkedIn breaks it down into soft skills and hard skills. Here are the top five soft skills that are the most in demand in 2020, according to the LinkedIn Workplace Learning Report. Number one, creativity. Number two, persuasion. Number three, collaboration. Number four, adaptability. And finally, number five, emotional intelligence. LinkedIn says that the top soft skills that are the most in demand are much more person or human-centric than in prior years. These soft skills are the essential interpersonal skills that really impact our ability to get things done and to work with others. They're really foundational elements of professional success, and really all workers should be looking to build on them. And for hard skills, I'll share the top five or perhaps six. Number one, LinkedIn identifies as the top hard skill in demand for the first time ever on their report, blockchain technology. Number two, cloud computing, which had been last year's number one in demand skill. Number three, analytical reasoning. Number four, artificial intelligence. Number five, UX design. And I'll add one more on the hard skills because it's interesting. Number six, business analysis. While the soft skills really represent the skills that people need to work effectively together, the most in-demand hard skills represent these things that people are actually working on or going to be working on. And these skills continue to evolve as the world of work changes as well, and do vary by industry and by country. And it's pretty interesting that business analysis at number six came up 10 whole spots from last year's survey. As companies continue to collect and analyze more data than ever before, they need more people who can help interpret and take action on all this data to drive growth. The Workplace Learning Report has plenty of other interesting information in it. I think we'll hit it on one more time on the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa this week. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, visit our archives at www.hrhappyhour.net or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.